You are now entering the world of Blissful Living, broadcasting around the globe and on the Blissful Living Network with Rochelle Marie Lawson. Are you lacking energy, clarity, and that sense of true well-being? Are you overworked, underpaid, and know that you deserve more in life? You are not alone. Improve your wellness, wisdom, and wealth so that you can step into living the life of your dreams. And now, here's your host of Blissful Living, the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson.
Hello, everyone. This is the queen of feeling fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson. And I have a really cool show for you today. I have two phenomenal women on the show today that are also featured speakers at our Unstoppable Woman Summit, both the virtual event and the live event. And these ladies are taking time out of their day to chat with me with regards to some good conversation we're going to have, so stay tuned. But also to share some words of wisdom to all of you listening out there that might be intrigued about what the Unstoppable Woman Summit is all about, what these ladies are all about, and what we're doing together. Stay tuned. I also want to say this is a great time to take some time out for yourself, find a place to sit, relax, get something to write with. You can pay for your favorite beverage, light a candle, incense, whatever you need to do. Tell the kids, give you a few minutes, and just take some time out for yourself. We all need to do that, particularly in this day and age. We need to do it more than we think. And just a few minutes is wonderful in just rejuvenating your mind, your body, and spirit, and letting some of that phonetic energy be released back into good old Mother Earth where it belongs. So that is where I want to start. And then I also want to begin with thanking our sponsors. Without the sponsors for the podcast, this would not be possible. So I want to thank the first sponsor, Blissful Living, for you at Blissful Living, the number four, the letter U.com. If you are intrigued or you want to attend the virtual summit that we're having, the Unstoppable Woman Summit, turning your passion into purpose, being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable. You can go to Blissful Living for you and pick up the registration information, and the event to attend it is free. So stay tuned for more information about that. And then I also want to thank our other sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated. All Day Cable Incorporated is a telecommunications installation company located in Silicon Valley. They've been in business for 30-plus years, have survived every type of economic situation we've been in the last 30 years, and they're still making the right connections for their customers, who are some very large customers, and they pride themselves on that. So if you have a need for voice, data, fiber optic cabling, installation of access wireless points, routers, modems, adds, moves, and changes when it comes to configuration of your telecommunications, voice, data, fiber, or anything else that has to do with audio, video, you want to check out All Day Cable at alldaycableinc.com. Okay, so I want to get started and just jump into our show. And the first person I want to talk about is J.C. Gardner. Now, J.C. is an author, international speaker, writing coach, and ghostwriter. She is an award-winning best-selling author, an international speaker, writing coach, and ghostwriter, helping aspiring authors bring their project to life through her coaching program is a blessing and a gift. She has written 5 books along with contributing to numerous publications. Her latest novel, Heated, is an urban dramedy about a single mother's plight to do better despite her negative circumstances. It is the recipient of a 2018 IPTY Award and an Amazon bestseller. So that is our first guest that is going to be chatting with us today. And our next expert is Dr. Pamela J. Pine. And Dr. Pamela J. Pine is an international public health development professional professor and the founding CEO of Stop the Silence. Stop Child Sex Abuse, Inc., Stop the Silence. Pamela has began working on child sex abuse and other adverse childhood events and related issues of interpersonal violence and trauma in the year 2000. She founded and incorporated Stop the Silence as a nonprofit organization in 2004. And the mission of Stop the Silence is to prevent, expose, and related forms of interpersonal violence and trauma and help survivors heal. Now, she carries out the work and helping others in trauma in close collaboration with government, nonprofit, for-profit, and community-based groups through evidence-based, creative, and impactful programs that are carried out locally, nationally, and internationally. So those are our guests for today. We have Dr. Pamela Pine as well as J.C. Gardner. So I want to say thank you, ladies, for being guests and saying yes to be a guest on the show, and welcome to Blissful Living.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you. And so I just want to jump in because I promised the listeners out there that we were going to really turn a notch up a bit and talk about some things with regards to the virtual summit of the Unstoppable Woman Summit. And what I want to ask both of you ladies, well, I'll start with you first, JC. When you think about being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable, what exactly does that mean to you?
Well, being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable to me is a journey. It's actually living into your own destiny. It's following God's light and pathway for you. It's really owning who you are and then sharing that light with the world. That's what it means to me. I mean, first of all, those are three powerhouse terms. I mean, that's like, woo! You know, being fierce and being all of that, but really that's what it means. That's what speaks to my soul the most is, you know, following God's light for your path, living out your destiny, but still it is indeed a journey. Because, you know, okay. I grew into mine. I didn't start out that way. I grew into
it. I think that's what the listeners need to hear because, for one, you know, it's doing fulfilling your purpose is what I'm hearing you say. And then two, it's a journey. You know, fulfilling your purpose doesn't happen automatically. Now, I want to ask you, Dr. Pamela Pine, what does being fierce, fearless, and unstoppable mean to you?
Well, first of all, I thought that was a great answer. I'll jump off of that. Over the years, I have encountered lots of issues, as have we all. They've often been both international in scope as well as personal. And what I tell people who end up working along with me or Stop the Silence is that when you encounter something, there's a difficulty. There's a few things that you can do. You can go over it, around it, under it, or through it. But one way or the other, you come to the other side. And part of it, I think, is a choice of how we're going to view what we do with that experience and how we apply the other side to the rest of our lives. So I tend to look at pretty much, not always, I certainly am far from perfect, but I tend to look at really, really difficult experiences ultimately as ones that have taught me the most. And when you look at things that way, when you kind of flip your problems and ask them what they've taught you and then learn to apply that information forward, that makes you unstoppable because go ahead. Sorry.
I think what you were going to say was, and you will keep moving forward. I wholeheartedly agree with both you ladies with regards to, you know, being unstoppable. When you're fulfilling your purpose, you are unstoppable. When you come upon challenges and they're like the way you said, no matter what, you're going to when you get on the other side, it's the greatest challenges that you learn the most from that makes you unstoppable. I really, really like that. And I think people need to hear that because sometimes in our day and age, people think, for one, things are supposed to be easy. And two, that they can't be unstoppable and fierce and fearless when they're doing something that they're supposed to do. It has to be sometimes like a hobby or, that other thing that they do, but you can do your passion and really elevate not only your life, but the lives of others when you're fulfilling your passion, which is what we're here to do. So let me ask you ladies this question, and I'll start with you, Dr. Pine, on this one. When starting out on your journey to do the work that you do, because you work with some very, challenging situations and people that have had some very extreme challenges in their life. When you set out on that journey to realizing that that is what you're supposed to do, that's your purpose, how did you identify? What was one of the first things that popped into your mind as an identifier that led you to know that you were on the right track with fulfilling your passion?
You know, there's a long answer and a short answer, so I'll keep it short. I grew up in a family that was very socially conscious. So I started doing work with people who needed some assistance in life at a very early age. I mean, I was 15 working with kids with cerebral palsy and other brain issues and disorders. And it was fulfilling. It was interesting. And I felt that I had a place there. And what happened, honestly, was that in the 1970s, early 70s, late 60s, feminism hit. So I grew up as a pretty good girl, actually, and basically was being handed the information and the opportunity and the instruction even to do anything I wanted and thought I could do that was worthwhile.
Right.
And so that really changed everything. And what the 20 years before my work on child sexual abuse and other adverse childhood experiences was taken up internationally, in countries all over the world, working on leprosy and HIV and TB and childhood diseases, early childhood diseases and maternal child health and family planning and all kinds of stuff. And frankly, it was all fascinating, inspiring. I mean, the people that I met that had such incredible problems but were forging ahead gave me a very different perspective on my own little life.
So would you say that one of the things or a couple of the words that you felt internally was that it was inspiring to you? And you felt passionate about it and you enjoyed it. The more you were around it, the more intrigued you got. Would those be some key identifiers with regard to?
And yes, and passion is a real key one because my career, quote unquote, has been quite different from most people and it's been driven by passion.
Passion. Okay. Okay. Now, JC. Let's get your take. When you started out on your journey and, doing the wonderful work that you do, how did you identify it? What were some identifiers for you that this is what I'm supposed to be doing? This is my passion and I'm going to do it and I'm going to move forward with it.
Well, my story is a little bit different and, I really admire the work that my, counterpart here is doing very close to the work that I do at my day job. At the International Relief and Development Agency. So kudos to you. Thank you for the work that you do. But my journey about being a writer really started when I was 12. And I will also try to make this story short, but at the age of 12, I knew my destiny. I knew at the age of 12 that I was supposed to be a fiction author, an entertainer,
oh.
The written word. Yes, a lot of people don't know early on what their destiny is, but JC knew. I knew I was supposed to be a writer. My girlfriend and I, over a hot summer, visited my grandmother in the early 70s in the Bronx, and we became bored, and I said, why don't we write stories? And after a half an hour, her pages were blank, and mine was filled with stories.
Oh, wow.
And from that point on, I knew that was my calling, that I was supposed to be a writer. And I had no problem coming up with stories, because if you talk to fiction authors, sometimes even if you talk to musicians, the music or the stories come to us. The people came to me. They had story, they had smell. They had their own baggage. They had history. I could see them.
Oh, wow.
You know, they literally would show up. And, you know, and I grabbed hold of that. And I loved it, this tall, lanky, still not sure of herself, you know, person.
Right.
But I was not vocal, but my writing spoke to me. So, in seventh grade, that was when I discovered it. Well, thank you. But in seventh grade is when I discovered it. And I went back to class, and my English teacher assigned a creative writing project. And you got to remember, I was very quiet and meek then. Not who you see today at all. And I could not wait to show her my book of poems. I'm like, this creative writing project, I'm going to get out 100. In my junior high school in New York, it was a 100. It wasn't A's and B's. But I'm like, I'm going to get that 100, because once she sees my poem, she's not going to believe that this was me that wrote this. And on the day that it was returned, she returned my book of poems last, and she threw it on my desk in front of a class of 30-something students, and she said, I'm not grading it. You didn't write those, you're getting a zero. I was stunned. I couldn't speak. I remember sitting there hyperventilating almost. I remember shaking like an earthquake. And I was trying to speak up, this quiet person. And I was like, and she told me to shut up, that my work was plagiarized. And as if I didn't hear her enough, she said it again to the entire class. She was not grading it. I was getting a zero. And I remember, it's something when people of authority destroy your dreams and your thoughts at that age, because I always liken myself to, some people are perennials and some are annuals. Perennials come back. They fight back. They're able to withstand rain, sleet, snow, and ice. But my spirit, I was still fragile when she told me that. And then at the lunch table, now I'm in tears, and my classmates are like, let's see the poem. And they go to me, you know, you memorized these from somewhere. There's no way you wrote them.
And wow, so, that's interesting. So with regards to like how you, I mean, and I love you sharing that part of the story. For one, you know, even though you knew what you wanted to do at a very young age, and you shared like how, you know, the experience when you were at your grandma's house in the Bronx, and how you just came up with the story and how the characters and everything that's come to you and you bring into life in the pages. But on the other aspect, you also shared the challenge when you initially step into doing something that you're passionate about and that you're supposed to do. Now, the message I want the listeners to kind of get from both the ladies' stories is they both had some challenge, something that, you know, was confronting them. Very different, but there was something that was confronting them. However, just because you have a challenge when you're ready to step in to turning your passion into your purpose, does not mean that's not an indicator for you to stop. And so I'm just going to flow right into the next question with regards to you, JC. And I'm going to ask you, so you have this experience when you know, with your teacher, that moving forward from that experience, what motivated you to continue down that path, down that journey, so to speak, down your path to bliss with regards to writing? What motivated you to continue to do that after you had that little challenge that came up on your path?
Well, let's just say that I was a closet writer for 30 years after that. A 30-year closet writer. That's right.
Oh,
30
wow.
years. I could not stop writing. Nothing. Every time I would try to say, I'm not going to do any more with this writing, I couldn't help it. I shoved all stories, plays, original songs in a plastic bag, and they went with me from house to house, place to place, state to state. And that just showed me, as I matured and as my faith became stronger and as I came to know who I was in God, what God places in your heart, nobody can take away.
Right.
You know, I realized that that writing was part of my DNA. It was not anything that he stopped me from doing. I was walking under the wrong person's authority at the time.
Right, right.
I was listening
gotcha.
To the wrong voice, you see?
Yeah,
so it was almost something in me that would not allow me to stop writing.
Okay,
and
so then I'm going to ask you.
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you this. So you were this closet writer for 30 years. What was the igniter that moved
Woo!
You out of the closet?
Let me tell you.
That's what we need to hear. We want to know, you were doing the writing, but you was in the closet. What was the igniter that brought you out of the closet?
Let me tell you something. When God wants to get your attention, don't he know how to do it? I was
right.
in the house by myself one day and got a phone call from a young lady I hadn't spoken to in over a year. And we were just having this little lovely conversation, and all of a sudden she drops a ball. She goes, don't you know, girl, that I wrote a book? My book is getting ready to come out. And it set something off in me. It almost was like I had like a mini nervous mental breakdown to the point where I could no longer talk to her on the phone. I had to get off the phone. I hung up quickly. And by the way, I have not heard from her since. It's been over 10 years, maybe more.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And what the message was, me crying out to God, asking him, why did he allow her to write a book, not me? Why was
right.
she getting ready to get all this authorship and published? And where's my book? Don't you know, Lord, that I have a plastic bag full of novels and books and things? And why are you not allowing me to do it? And he said, who is stopping you?
Right.
Who has been stopping you? Girl,
and it's
look
all
in the mirror.
Time. Right. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. And I lied to you not, ladies and listening audience. It was at that moment that I had the most amazing revelation. I was in the house by myself, which was rare. I had received a phone call, and God was like, hello, daughter. I never said
anything.
Right?
You're going to hear me whether you want to hear it or not. You're going to hear me today.
I never said you could not do these things. You've been listening
right.
to the wrong voice, and I want you to listen to me. And I was like,
right.
oh, my God. And I haven't looked back since.
Wow, that's beautiful. It's another story that women and men out there as well need to hear, these kind of things, because it's amazing. Things don't always come to you how you think they're supposed to. And what you think is your passion may not truly be your passion. Something else may be bringing you to that passion. And so now I want to turn back to you, Dr. Pine, and I want to ask you, with regards to everything that's going on in our world today, and, you know, my whole premise with the Unstoppable Woman Summit, do you believe that it is an important time right now for us women to come together and unite?
It's critical. it's more than important. But first of all, I'm going to say what a great story. And I want to set up a conversation with you after this show is over.
Amazing.
Really
love
yeah.
it. Love
Listen,
it.
I
Amen.
Mean, the,
Amen.
Yeah. We, you know, the when you hear stories like that, and when you share stories with women, and all of us have had some kinds of similar experiences over life. I mean, you can't grow up from a girl to a woman without having faced certain things that are just inherent in everybody's society. And by the way, call me Pam.
Okay.
Sorry.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, you're welcome. But, you know, the women friends that I have, while I have really good guy friends as well, and I will pick them up, I will reach out to them and pick their brains with certain types of, on certain types of issues. It's my women friends who I go to when I really, really need an ear. And people who know me and who support me and I trust. And that word trust is so critical to relationships. And the fact that women can understand things that we all go through in a way that most men, not all men, but most men either don't or can't. I'm not really sure which yet. Maybe someone can't and some don't. But I think particularly in this time when so many people are isolated and we still want to move our lives forward in a meaningful way, that the circle of women, that the community of women who you trust and who you believe and who you know support you are absolutely critical in our lives. I do believe that.
I agree. Thank you very much. I think it's a very important time and it's a very monumental time. And sometimes I think we forget that it was just a little, if that, we just celebrated 100 years of when women could have the right to vote.
Right.
And so that would have never happened if women wouldn't have came together and, you know, came together to make a change for the better. So
absolutely.
I think absolutely I agree with you. Now, I want to ask you, JC, with regards to that, just piggybacking off of Pam's answer, how can women support each other in regards to turning their passion into their purpose?
Well, for one thing, women have to stop being afraid to share what it is they want to do because someone has told them no. I learned that, and that's what women need to learn. Don't
Can you say that one more time? Can you say that one more time?
Don't be afraid to share what your passion is because someone told you no. Because to me is when you wake up every day with something on your heart, on your mind, you know deep down in your soul that you're supposed to be doing something else, and you don't pursue it, oh, my God, you're just wasting a gift that was already implanted in you. And somebody is waiting for that gift.
Yes.
Somebody needs your gift. Somebody needs your talent.
Yes.
You cannot die with it, and we've done that long enough. And we have to stop beating down each other and not uplifting each other because we can't see that person doing it or I didn't, you know, I don't think that's for you. You don't know what's for me, honey. Honey, you
right.
Don't know.
But you're right. I mean, you're right on all accounts with that because, women, so many times we beat our own selves down. We are, you know, instead of, and guys don't do that. You know what? My experience with all the years I've been in business and everything I've been doing is guys could have a business that complement each other. They may not even like each other, but they'll get along and support each other if it's for a common goal of revenue generation or whatever, right? Women, sometimes we don't do that. We step into our own little bubble of it's all about me, and we won't support someone, you know, and here's my thing. Sometimes we're so quick to judge somebody by just looking at them and sizing them up. Oh, she thinks she bad or whatever. And you don't even know that person, haven't had a conversation with that person. And then when you do, you're like, oh my God, you're nothing like how I sized you up to be. So I think we need to do a lot of stopping doing that as well. What we really do need to support each other. It's not for us to say what somebody else's passion is about. You never know. You know, you never know. So, okay, Pam, I want to ask you, oh, how much time do we have? Oh, okay, I think I got time for two more questions. I want to ask you, Pam, with regards to, again, supporting women and turning their passion into purpose, what would you have to say or what would you like to share with the listeners out there when it comes to us supporting each other?
I'm a very, very, very good friend. And people who know me know that. And what I would say is that we all, there's a great story about there's this kind of yogi, kind of a spiritual leader guy out in California. And he tells a story about how we try to move ahead and we want to support each other and we want to accept each other and we want to not be jealous and shine all the time. And basically the punchline of the story is that that's, if you're a puppy dog, that's probably where you are. But if you're a person, the fact is that we all have these various kinds of negative emotions, and to recognize that you can watch these come and you can make them go. The other thing that I wanted to say is that I think that when we fulfill our own purposes, when we're creative, when we forge ahead, when we do what we think we should do, what that also creates is a sense of self-esteem in ourselves and a better ability to support the other women and people, just people around us. And I think that's also critical. The focus, I think, on trust and honesty and ethics and support and being there for each other and also being honest when we can't. I think the base of this all is that if we are honest with ourselves and honest with others, and look to make the best of ourselves, that's the best way for us to support other people as well. And I really do try to do that with friends and with family, and with all the people around me. And when I catch myself in one of those, you know, little jealous kind of, you know, feelings.
Yeah, it's gonna happen. We're just human. It's gonna happen. That's the thing. You can't stop it from happening. It's gonna happen. So,
yeah, but let's take a look at that, recognize it, and change it for the better, and continue to support each other on our journeys.
I love it. Oh my gosh, ladies, this has been phenomenal chatting with you and having this conversation. I think that both of you shared so many valuable nuggets of gold. Anybody out there listening can take and utilize immediately in their life if they're, wherever they are on their journey. There was something at every step of the way on your journey, knowing that, yes, you can do it, knowing what to feel or how you feel inside when it finally clicks that your passion is what you should be doing. Knowing that there's challenges that we all come across, but what you can do to move through those challenges, and understanding that we're just all human. And in the essence of empowering each other, we have to stand in truth, honesty, integrity, and trust in each other, because it's like, you know, the bloom bouquet. You know, when the blooms are all tied together, when that top balloon rises, all the balloons rise, and they all are trusting. Or the other essence is when you see birds flying in formation, there's an aerodynamic thing that goes on with them flying in formation, and they're trusting that every bird in that formation is doing what they're supposed to do so that they can facilitate the flow of who moves to the front and who moves to the back and keep the aerodynamics of them flying in perfect harmony. That's what we need to do, women. That is what we need to do, and now is our time. So I want to thank you, Dr. Pamela Pine, and you, J.C. Gardner, for being guests on Blissful Living. I absolutely enjoyed the show immensely, and I know the listeners did too. So thank you. And I want to thank the sponsors, Blissful Living for You, at Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com. Now, again, these two ladies, they just gave you a tiny taste. Of what you will be experiencing during the virtual summit as well as the live event. So if you like what you are hearing, you need to tune in. You need to go to Blissful Living for You and pick up, click that registration link and sign in for your free spot to listen to what these ladies are going to share. And I guarantee you're going to leave the event completely changed, transformed. You're going to have something that's just going to be burning. And you're going to elevate wherever you are in your journey. It's going to be elevated. So Blissful Living, the number 4, the letter U.com is where you can register for the Unstoppable Woman Summit, turning passion into purpose. And I want to thank our sponsor, All Day Cable Incorporated at alldaycableinc.com. And of course, the show would not have lasted all these years without the phenomenal listenership that I have. So I want to thank all of you for tuning in, taking this time out for yourself, and just see, I told you, it's going to elevate your life, and just allowing us to be a part of your day and a part of your life. Thank you so very much. And please share this show with everyone you love and care about. The more people hear this message, particularly us women, the more we share this message of supporting each other, uniting and standing in strong and strength and power with each other in solidarity, we will begin to change the world. So please share this show. And until next time, this is the Queen of Feeling Fabulous, Rochelle Marie Lawson, and I'm wishing you peace to your mind, wellness to your body, and tranquility to your spirit. Stay healthy, safe, and well. Please wear your mask, wash your hands, and practice that social distancing stuff. All righty, take good care. Until next time, bye for now.
Thank you for joining Rochelle Marie Lawson on Blissful Living. To contact Rochelle Marie and to find out more about Blissful Living, click on Blissful Living For You link right here on the Blissful Living Network. Catch all the Blissful Living episodes on demand and available for download 24/7 on blissfulliving4you.com. Until next week, may your life be filled with peace, wellness, abundance, and prosperity.